Hundreds of homes are destroyed in Nigeria. Drug trafficking and child prostitution are being battled in Thailand. And how would you like to be a more informed person of prayer? These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A weekend argument over a soccer field in Nigeria exploded into a free-for-all of violence between Muslims and Christians. This time it happened in Wukari in northern Taraba State. A Muslim teen shot a Christian teen. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says the teams retaliated and the whole thing snowballed.
The violence extended into the village and the town, and 300 homes were burned. It was just an incredible violence that occurred there that makes you shudder.
Tensions were already high after an attack on Christians in Plateau State 2 days earlier.
It just shows us how deep the religious tensions are in that part of the world. It doesn't take much.
Five died Saturday. Authorities say the death toll has already risen to between 20 and 30 and is likely to continue to go up. What now? There's a lot of work to do. Ask God to help Christians to forgive and work toward healing.
Pray for Christians in these situations. It does affect the spread of the gospel when we do not live the gospel every day.
Meanwhile, Syria remains at a crossroad while neighboring countries swell with its refugees. Yesterday, Syria gave its clearest signal to date that it's ready to talk peace with the opposition, but it won't lay down arms to do so. However, the impasse is allowing more refugees to come to Christ as they see His love expressed by Christian Aid Mission-supported workers. Visit us online to see how you can share God's love with refugees. Pray violence in Syria would stop. This is Mission Network News. Near the border of Thailand and Burma is an area known to be the hotspot for drug trafficking and child prostitution. That's where Avoda School has set up shop, helping students avoid these perils to find new life in Christ. Operation Mobilization is starting a partnership with this school in a few days. If you're a teacher passionate about reaching kids, OM could really use your help. Find details at our website. Pray for guidance as the partnership with the school is developed. Meanwhile, teaching Bible through stories, skits, and songs is becoming increasingly popular. A teaching pastor with International Steward found the traditional way of teaching didn't work well in India.
I adopted telling stories, and when I started to tell stories to my people, they understood the message very well because storytelling is a part of their life and their community.
When more than 4 billion people around the world are oral learners, you have to adapt.
When Jesus was in this world, 95% of his population, his audience, were oral people who could not read and write. So he adopted a method of telling stories and parables to them, and that's what we do in our oral communication of the gospel to our people.
Well, this type of teaching method is called orality. Pray by sharing the good news in this way, more people will become Christians. And do you ever struggle to figure out how you can pray for people around the world? Well, Every Child Ministries is sending out a 30-day prayer guide covering 4 different topics that need your attention. Lorella Rouster of ECM says,
we have prepared a prayer called Prayer for the Dark Places 2013. We offer it free by email to anybody who requests it.
The prayer guide is asking you to pray for the Karamojong people of Uganda, the increasing amount of child sacrifice in East Africa, for girls and women who are forced into slavery in West Africa, and also the Teke tribe of Congo.
We give a bit of information about the different projects and the problem, and suggestions for very specific kinds of prayer.
For information on how to get your copy of Prayer for the Dark Places 2013, visit missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes By Hearing is making available the Kids Bible. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828. This is the last week. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.